I know the leagues. I know the teams. I know these players. I know this wonderful game called football.
It's time for Joe O's Value Bet.
Oh, this is when the cream rises to the top. This is when things get hot.
The best plays in football action this week.
Stats, records, rankings, weather. If the goalpost is tilted just a little bit.
Value Bet with Joe O of the Vegas Stats and Information Network.
You can bet your children's, unborn children's, children on these six games.
Value Bet.
This is America's premier sports information program.
Here's Jonathan Hood.
Welcome to Value Bet, right here on the Under the Hood podcast. I'm Jonathan Hood. Joe Ostrowski's with us for another week, and it's brought to you by ID Plus Marketing Solutions. ID Plus Marketing Solutions, advertising, specialties, embroidery, silk screening. Call Fred, 219-677-5800, 219-677-5800, or go to the website idplus.biz, idplus.biz. If you don't have it, Fred has it. They support us, so we want you to support them, ID Plus Marketing Solutions. Don't forget to follow Joe on Twitter at JoeO670. TheAthletic.com, that's where you can read his columns every week, TheAthletic.com. Look for Joe's smiling face, as well as the Early Odds Podcast. It's not only a podcast, but a radio show heard every Saturday on Radio.com. And don't forget the podcast. Wherever you download your podcast, look for Early Odds, and you'll be right there on the spot as we talk to Joe Ostrowski. Hello, Joe.
Hood, usually I'm a little depressed at this time of the year, knowing there's only one more game. We won't see football for a very, very long time. But I can't wait until Sunday's over. You just mentioned all those jobs, so I can actually have a few minutes of free time in my life. Oh, I can't wait. But Sunday's going to be a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. And before I ask you about your pick for the game, could you just help our listeners as far as how to be able to approach some of the prop bets? How should they go about it?
Yeah, it's actually kind of challenging. All these different books, whether it's offshore or the ones in Vegas, they're out there bragging about how many prop bets they have available. And I don't think it's the best thing. I mean, you can bet on anything, and you can bet on anything in any quarter, no matter what. And you can bet on anything in the halftime, in the pregame, in the anthem, and all sorts of stuff. But it just gets to a point, and now you're bringing some of the cross-sport props, which I never dive into. It's completely overwhelming. Like, it takes a long time to start to go through all of these props, to figure out the ones you like, to do your research, and then you shop around for the best prices because they vary from website to website. It is a lot. So I would say, let's start to keep it simple. And what are you really interested in? Where do you think you have an advantage? Do you think you have an advantage in figuring out matchups? About certain players, whether they're going to go over or under on passing yards, receiving yards, or rushing yards. Are you in this for the fun, where you just want to take a shot on a long shot MVP maybe? You want to pick a Gatorade color? Is Gladys Knight going to go over or under the total in the national anthem? It's really about figuring out what you want. I think it's absolutely hilarious that year in, year out, and it's happening once again, the most popular prop bet out there is the easiest one. You don't need any information. And maybe that's part of the reason it shouldn't be surprising to me that it's the most popular prop bet every single year. The coin toss. The house needs tails. Money is pouring in on heads. And there are offshore. I'm not even talking about the books in Vegas. Offshore, people are betting five figures on the coin toss.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
Don't you love to have that fuck you money that you can do something like that?
Like, yeah, four figures. I'm not going to get a rush out of that. I need to go 10 G's, 20 G's on the coin toss. That's what I need to get a rush.
Oh, man. Okay, so for you, you're saying that you should just keep it simple, because I see a lot of ridiculous ones with Gladys Knight. Will Gladys Knight be wearing a skirt, dress, or gown to sing?
Mike Sand. Yeah.
Yeah. Will she forget a word? Yes, plus 300, minus 500.
I'm saying for the beginners, I would try and keep it simple. And if you think you have some information, you've watched enough Gladys Knight performances, and you think you know exactly what she's going to do, there are props about whether or not she's going to take a kneel. put a fist in the air.
I see this.
You can bet on absolutely anything. Also, the Star Spangled Banner, Maroon 5's first song. Will Levine be shirtless? You can find anything in this. And the broadcast ones, too. Like, one of my favorites, we'll get to the list in a minute, but one of my favorites is Tony Romo, 2.5. Over or under? Well, how many times he'll say "Here we go"? He says "Here we go" every minute.
I know. Here we go, Jim. Here we go.
Here we go. Yeah, if you think it's going to be a close game at all, he's going to say it 176 times.
There is a total on Donald Trump tweets on February 3rd. The under, under six, and the over is -140.
Yeah, the favorite is the over. I actually kind of lean towards the under. There are also props on whether he'll congratulate the winner. If it's New England, there is a 100% chance that he's congratulating the Patriots the night of the Super Bowl. I'm not messing around with that because you're really just taking a wild guess about how he's going to do. But I think there might be a little bit of value on the under.
Okay, do you have a prop bet that stands out, a couple of them that stand out that you will drop dime on? Because there are ridiculous ones. There's a question about the type of food that's going to be served at the White House. Fast food plus 210, any other food minus 320. And how would you know?
Well, we knew after Clemson, right? Because everybody was ripping on Trump because you saw the packets of McDonald's sauces out on the table and he had Wendy's and, oh, they loved it. They loved it. So that's how we knew there. Yeah, I don't know if you would know. All right, here are a few that really jumped out to me. Higher scoring half. The second half is the favorite at -150. I love that bet. I think things start slow in the first half. They usually do in these Super Bowls. The last eight Super Bowls, the Patriots have scored a combined 3 points in the first quarter. And a lot of times, like we saw in the conference championships, things go bonkers in the second half. So even though it's a heavy favorite, I would lay that money down and say that the second half will be the higher scoring half. I think it's going to be a close game. So I see the prop, will there be a lead change in the second half? Yes, is the underdog at +130. I love that. Will a two-point conversion be attempted? It's about even money. This day and age, these coaches absolutely think a two-point conversion will be attempted. As far as the MVP, I always bet the MVP. I'll take one of the top guys, and then I'll usually take a long shot with a defensive player. We'll get to that coming up because then it tips off on my pick. The Ted Rath mentions.
Yes.
The guy that makes sure that Sean McVay does not run into the officials or anybody else on the sideline. The mentions is set at 3.5. Like, it's a lot of juice, but he's not going to be mentioned 3.5 times or 4 or 5. So I would go the under there. They might show him and mention it once, but come on, not that many times. Will there be a roughing the passer call? Is there anything close on Tom Brady? Yes, there will absolutely be a roughing the passer call. A few other ones that stood out. James White receptions you can find at 5.5. I think he'll go over there. New England completions, that is set at 26.5. Last five Super Bowls, Brady's gone over 26.5. In the Falcons one, he had 43 completions. So I like that one. Those are a few that really stand out to me. And I'll probably be on Gladys Knight under. On the national anthem. Hey, this was a long time ago, but back in 1991, you can find it on YouTube. She was timed at 1:37, and I believe it's set at 1:48 right now.
You sure with the vocal gymnastics, she won't go a little bit over that? You sure? She is older now, and if it was a younger Gladys Knight, I would probably take the over. But she's a little older, so maybe she'll cut it short. But I expect a little tail at the end there is going to be maybe another 5-6 seconds.
That's what I was wondering. There are some people that believe, you know, she has respect. A lot of the older singers, that they'll get through the song. They don't want to make it about themselves like some of the younger singers do. I did see someone wanted to put up a prop whether or not she's going to fall down.
Wow.
But at least they're working something with Atlanta in here. I mean, you're in Atlanta, and your choice is Maroon 5 for the halftime show? Very disappointing.
Well, it is. There's no question. That is bad. I just wonder. There is one I'm very interested in. I want to get your take on, and that is the total yardage. I'm sure you've seen this, right? The total net yards in the game, the over 824.5 is even. The under 824.5 is minus 140. How do you look at that? Because doesn't that say something about the Rams in particular when you look at the total net yards?
Well, I think it kind of ties into how I lean on the total. And I would lean under in this game just because of how things start off. But like I mentioned, I think the second half is going to be higher scoring. It usually is, which includes overtime, by the way. Things can go so crazy where you can get so much yardage in the second half. And over the last couple of Super Bowls, all those offensive props went way over because the scoring was so high. I mean, we've seen Brady just go nuts in these games. It's not something that I would mess with. But I think the total at 57 we have, I think that's just about right, even though one half might be a little lower scoring. So I would not mess with the yardage. I think you really, really end up being a whole lot of a guessing game there.
Okay, who do you like in the game on Sunday, Joe?
All right, this has been tough. What I find interesting is you remember the night of Championship Sunday, once we had the matchup, the Rams opened as the favorite by either 1 or 1.5, depending on the book you were looking at. So Vegas was saying that they believe the Rams are the better team on a neutral field. So the public came pouring in. Some of the sharps came pouring in on the New England side. And New England is still favored by 2.5. Some have moved it to 3, but most places refusing to move it to that key number of 3. I'm going to do it. I've talked myself into it. I think the Rams are going to pull off the upset. So if it goes to 3, and I'm waiting for it at my books to go to 3, I'm going to jump on the Rams. But it wouldn't shock me over the next few days if we see a lot of people betting the Rams at net line were to actually decrease a little bit, going closer to 2 or even 1.5. But the Rams shocked the world. Wade Phillips keeps Tom Brady in check. And Aaron Donald has an amazing game. Rams win. Patriots lose the Super Bowl for the second straight season.
Wow. Okay. So in front of me on Bovada, they have the Patriots as a 3-point favorite with the over-under 56.5. The Patriots have to show me decline for me to go against them, number one. And number two, I just don't think the Rams have that Eagles-like magic. I don't look at the road for them to get there, right? They beat the Cowboys. It was just a bad call for the Saints to not be in this spot. I just think the Patriots will have just enough to be able to beat the Rams because I don't see the Rams' magic like the Eagles or other teams that beat the Patriots in this spot.
Sure, that's fair. And teams that do take down New England, it's with pressure up the middle. And both teams here have great offensive lines. But the Rams do excel with the pressure up the middle with Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh. Those guys have to have monster games for them to have a chance in this game. They need to limit the possessions of the Patriots as well. You know that. So, because if it's a shootout, if it's Brady versus Goff, I mean, come on. You know it's going to be on the New England side. If this total's going over, it's going to be very tough for the Rams to win this game. But, you know, a lot of the questions that I had on Jared Goff, he rose to the occasion, and he won in the most difficult place to win, coming back down multiple scores in the second half when they won at the Superdome. So a lot of the questions that I had a couple of weeks ago have been erased by Jared Goff. And we know Belichick has the coaching advantage, but I don't know that it's a huge advantage because Sean McVay and Wade Phillips, two of the greatest offensive and defensive minds around.
Always great, Joe. Always great to have you on, talking to Brent, breaking this down and talking about this. This is going to be interesting. I just don't know why Vegas doesn't do this more often, even with regular season games. Have more fun with it. Get more money to come in with these really quirky prop bets.
Absolutely right. Like, you talk to a lot of the sharp bettors this week. They don't really like the game. Like, everybody wants a pick, so people are giving picks. But there are a lot of people that bet a lot of money on football that do it for a living. They're putting all of their money in the prop market. And there is conversation, and I think with expansion that we're going to see more and more of this, like a lot of different tournaments you sign up for, the winner takes all the money, a lot more prop action, not just your primetime games, your standard yardage, over-under, stuff like this. Because if you don't like the game, that's okay. People are going to look for edges, and some people find it more interesting to bet on props. And it kind of brings more of the fantasy football over to the gambling side.
All right, my friend. Have a great Super Bowl Sunday. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, buddy. Enjoy it.
Don't forget to follow Joe on Twitter at Joe0670. Don't forget to read his columns on The Athletic, TheAthletic.com, and the Early Odds Podcast. It's not only just a podcast. Now it's a radio show heard locally in Chicago on Saturdays and, of course, on Radio.com. The executive producer of Value Bet is Sean Davis. We're brought to you by ID Plus Marketing Solutions. Call Fred, 219-677-5800. 219-677-5800 for Value Bet and ID Plus Marketing Solutions. Thanks for listening to Value Bet right here on the Under the Hood Podcast.